Our epistle for the second Sunday after Pentecost is taken from the first epistle of Blessed John the Apostle, chapter 3, verses 13 through 18. Beloved, do not be surprised if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love abides in death. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. In this we have come to know his love, that he laid down his life for us, and we likewise ought to lay down our life for the brethren. He who has the goods of this world and sees his brother in need and closes his heart to him, how does the love of God abide in him? My dear children, let us not love in word, neither with the tongue, but in deed and in truth. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 14, verses 16 through 24. At that time, Jesus spoke to the Pharisees this parable. A certain man gave a great supper, and he invited many. And he sent his servant at supper time to tell those invited to come, for everything is now ready. And they all with one accord began to excuse themselves. The first said to him, I have bought a farm, I must go out to see it. I pray thee, hold me excused. And another, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I am on my way to try them. I pray thee, hold me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. And the servant returned and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house was angry, and said to his servant, Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in here the poor, and the cripple, and the blind, and the lame. And the servant said, Sir, thy order has been carried out, and still there is room. Then the master said to the servant, Go out into the highways and hedges, and make them come in, so that my house may be filled. For I tell you that none of those who were invited shall taste of my supper. Thus far the words of today's epistle and holy gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. For I tell you that none of those who are invited shall taste of my supper. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, as you know, Christ taught a lot of times with stories we call parables. And the most important of these parables have been written down in the Gospels and have been shared with us as people through the ages. Sometimes these parables are stories that encourage us with analogies and example. Many times they're there to admonish us and to warn us. And today is such a parable. It's a parable of warning to make sure we're doing what we ought to do with the opportunities given to us. What's that opportunity? That opportunity is an invitation. We have been given an invitation. We have been invited. We do not come to Mass because we deserve to come to Mass. We come to Mass because we have been invited. How often have we tried to find an excuse not to? There are people who, for the sake of their relaxation and vacation, won't make the extra effort on the Lord's Day to make it to Mass on Sunday. Or better yet, how many times do we complain about the deficiencies of the world and our own weaknesses and our troubles, yet we don't make the effort to go look for the solution and go to Mass during the weekday where we could? No, it's not my schedule. Really? I think it might, if you take a closer look at it, it should be in your schedule because you have the opportunity. There's many people who would want to go to Mass, but they can't because they have to work. Or they live too far away and they don't have it at their disposal or at their fingertips. And there are those who have it at their fingertips, and yet, no, you know what? It's just too inconvenient. Really? Inconvenient. What an excuse to sacrifice something of infinite value if you write and properly take a look at the holy sacrifice of the Mass and what it is. What is it? the representation of Christ on the cross, sacrificing himself for us, in order that we might receive him and he might rise within us. And we are invited to not exist at Mass, but to assist at Mass. We have been given the invitation to participate. This isn't a theater. We're not here to see a show. Proper participation at Mass is what's needed in order to reap the benefit that is offered. The first step for that proper participation at Mass is humility. Remember that parable the Lord talked about the two men who went into the temple to pray? The one came up in the front and says, "Lord, aren't you lucky to have me? I am so great, and I am glad that I'm not like that person in the back." Bad attitude. Not proper attitude, not proper participation, and you're not going to get too far with the good Lord. The man in the back, humility. The two went home. One went home justified. The other did not. Proper participation at the holy sacrifice of the Mass. It's something that has been lost, especially with all the changes. No, we want to make it more of something that's a social gathering, something about us, the great people of God. No, we're only great because our God is great, and our connection to him makes us valuable. When we don't have a connection with him, we don't have hope. And this is where it's important for us to make sure we're not here comparing our neighbor, but examining ourselves. How do I participate at Mass? Do I present myself before the good Lord in all humility, in imitation of him? So, Almighty God belittles himself, coming from eternity into time, becomes man, unites his divinity with our humanity in order that we might have opportunity, and then becomes smaller yet still so that we might approach. Hides his divinity and his humanity under the appearance of bread and wine so that there is no fear, and so that he shows us by his example, the need for that humility. You become small and you approach reverently the sacrament, and he fills you with his goodness. When we come to church and we're filled with ourselves, our own whims and our own wants, all we're doing is cheating ourselves out of what is offered to us, what we are invited to. Sometimes some people, when reading the liturgy, the Mass, there seems to be a disconnect between the epistle and gospel. And today might be one of those that might seem there to be a disconnect, but more than often there's a connection. And that connection is an examination of our inner self. We're here to examine ourselves to see about our hate. Does hate abide in you? We might want to say, no, it doesn't. But if we have a hate for one person, and we're holding on to a contention or an anger, then we are putting a barrier up between ourselves and the grace of God. That's what St. John is telling us in today's epistle. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer. Who's your brother? Same as your neighbor. It's every other person in the world. Think of the person that you have the hardest time with and ask yourself, have you forgiven them from your heart for Christ's sake? Not just in word, but for Christ's sake. Yeah, there's a lot of hate in the world, and the world hates you. Our Lord tells us this, but don't forget, it has hated me before you. If you're going to follow me, it's going to hate you. Why? Because the prince of this world is about hate. He's the antithesis of God. The prince of this world is the devil. And if you're going to be part of this world, then you're part of his world. But we're not meant to be part of this world. We're meant to be part of eternity. We've been invited to heaven, the kingdom of heaven. But that decision we must make now. St. John tells us that, take a look at what the good Lord did for the brethren. He laid down his life, and so you ought to do. He who has the goods of this world and sees his brother in need closes his heart to his brother. And St. John asks a very clear question. How can the love of God abide in such a man? And of course, St. John ends, says, don't be fake about this. Don't have that in word or with just with the tongue, lip service as you will, but in deed and in truth. But you can't give what you don't have. Here at Mass, proper participation means that you accept Christ. And in accepting Christ in the depths of your heart, you go back home and you can share the love of Christ, which you have embraced, with your neighbor, your family, closest neighbors, and then everybody else in the world. But that decision is yours. So how will you answer the invitation? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.